Well, my landmost anything, light bread, yeast bread, biscuits, muffins, whatever you bake.
Anything with corn?
Oh, well, we had cornmeal. Yeah, I can't remember of having too much whole wheat flour when I was a kid, if we had it. We used to have it later years. I baked whole wheat bread. Oh, yes. I wish I had the price of every loaf of bread I baked. You know, we didn't have a bakery those days. You baked your, and I love baked stuff, and I get so tired of baker's bread, and right now, once in a while, I bake bread, but it's so, you know, with my back, it's so hard for me to just stand to do things, but I love baked stuff. Once in a while, I always baked. I knew how to bake anything.
Now, is the first thing you drink when you get up in the morning that you have a cup of?
Well, we always had, generally had coffee for breakfast.
Now, was there
I can't remember having juices those days like we have nowadays. I don't think they did.
No. You know. Can you remember your mother baking anything for breakfast?
Oh, well, we had, she didn't bake me. My father, I don't think there was ever, that man always wanted pancakes for breakfast. And we had pancakes more than anything for breakfast when my father was alive. Well, of course, when I was married and we'd have pancakes. I even used to make waffles and toast. You know, you had different things. But it was something you made yourself. I often wonder if I knew how to cook. Nowadays, I cook so little.
What about, did you ever have... For example, what would you call a soft drink if you were thirsty?
Oh, I can't. We didn't. I don't think they ever had pop and that sort of stuff when I was a kid. I can't remember.
They didn't.
Just maybe iced tea or. I don't know if we even had iced tea much because we never put up ice. My parents didn't. We did after I was married. We had an ice house. And we used to put up ice. You know, you cut it in big, huge. And then we had an old. Just an ice box that you put ice in the top, you know, they kept ice in there that kept your food, whatever, your milk, cream, and all that stuff. We had a regular ice box, but I can't remember my mother ever having that.
What about, did you remember people making unlicensed or illegal liquor in those days?
Well, I remember during Prohibition, they were bootleggers, they called them.
Well, what would they call
it? We never done it, of course, but... pardon?
What would they call the thing that they would make?
Well, they had stills. They called them a still that they used to put this, whatever it is, and I guess they put it in there and ferment this. I've no idea the process, what they go with, because that they did to make it. But, yes, there was lots of bootleg in those days.
And they would call the alcohol they'd make, did they have any specific name for what?
Well, let's see, what did they call it?
They use the word moonshine, was that it?
Oh, yes, moonshine. That was it. I was trying to think. I was thinking, moonshine. Yeah, that was moonshine. And that was it.
Now, nowadays, I guess, or even, excuse me, in the old days, you go to a church or a social potluck dinner, they'd tell you to bring something.
Yeah.
What would you bring, a hot dish that you could bring with?
Well, we still have those here. You still have them. We generally call them a carry-in dinner, is what the common expression. But the way we have them at church sometimes, we'd have them at church down here after we have a nice parish hall, and each one would bring something. And I don't think, as a rule, it just seemed like, and then they call them potluck, because that was it. You just brought anything, and it always worked out. It always seems to work out just wonderful. There's everything and all kinds of things.
And now, did they ever
instead
call
of saying one bring such and such, they just generally what bring what you want.
Well, what would one of the usual hot dishes?